joined here with assistant coach here in our post-game show, Alex Hutchins. Coach, congratulations. A good business trip for you guys tonight. 41-0 win. You guys did a lot of good things in that first half, 4 of 5 scoring possessions or possessions you scored on. Second half, kind of tougher there, but nonetheless, it was a road win for you guys tonight.
Yeah. Always things that you can clean up. I mean, when we watch film, I'm sure we'll find some stuff that we need to work on, but we talked about taking advantage of this opportunity to, you know, travel halfway across the state, potentially use it as a practice and kind of prepare ourselves for hopefully a similar situation, maybe for a late playoff run. And so pleased with the way the boys, you know, handled the 5-hour bus ride and kind of came out here and took care of business and, you know, making the other team leave the field with a goose egg up on the scoreboard is always nice.
And even to get a road shutout victory is even more impressive.
Yep, pretty pleased with that.
The defense really did pretty good. I was impressed with Wellington's running backs tonight. They are some pretty good-sized kids, and they run pretty hard, and your team definitely was up to the challenge on that tonight.
Yeah, nothing Wellington does is overly complicated or too elaborate as far as scheme, but they do have some pretty big physical kids, and so a lot of it was just, you know, playing our responsibilities, but also playing pretty aggressive and physical, and for the most part, the boys did a good job of that.
On offense, you guys had 3 rushers with at least 60 yards tonight, so that's pretty good there. And you were able to just mainly keep it on the ground for the most part and get 4, 5, 6 yards a pop average tonight.
Yeah, the focus lately has kind of been on working on our rushing to the edges, taking some of that rushing burden off of Wyatt and getting other people involved. And we've been able to do that to an extent. Our wings still have to do a little better job of blocking for each other on the edge and also reading some of those blocks. And so we had a little bit of trouble with that tonight. Part of that was Wellington, though, and the way they were playing things. And so we made a couple adjustments at halftime. And the boys kind of adjusted naturally, you know, in the middle of the second quarter. And so, yeah, we've seen some improvement on that. And hopefully we can just continue to improve.
You have to have that feeling you're going to see a lot of that stacked box here as the season goes on here. And so it's good to see Scott City be able to execute with that in front of him here tonight.
Yeah. Bo's doing a little better job leading some of his receivers on those outside routes. Tonight, a couple times, you know, a couple of our guys kind of left him in a tough position as far as who to throw to because we kind of got jammed up as far as getting out of that box and getting out of traffic. And so that's another way we can kind of help him out as far as giving his receivers a little clean, more clean release so they're open a little quicker so he can make his reads a little quicker.
Well, next week it's pretty much virtually 0-0 because it's district play. It's DeColby next Friday night. They're a team that started out hot 3-0, and they lost their last two coming in tonight. They were down by 8 at halftime to Norton 21-13, but, you know, this is a team still. They're going to probably be 3-3 maybe or 4-2 going into that game, and they feel like they've had one of their better teams in the last few years coming into the game next week.
Yeah, Colby's always had a physical team, you know, pretty successful wrestling program year in and year out. So that usually leads to some pretty physical kids that are pretty good with leverage. And they've also got a couple kids with some speed, one in particular. And so that always is a home run threat there that you're a little worried about as a defense. So we got to kind of buckle down this weekend, get our scouting done. And, yeah, like you said, it's 0-0. So anything that's happened up to this point doesn't matter. So whole new season. Hopefully we can, you know, take it head on and be even more successful than we were so far.
Assistant Coach Alex Hutchins joining me here post-game tonight. Beavers win it on the road in Wellington, 41-0. Coach, congratulations. Have a safe trip back.
Yeah, thanks. It's a long one.